hello, it's Yana here, JN to Win, and I just want to do a very quick audio book because it's the 1st of April, which means a quick shout out to my mum. Happy birthday, mum! Not that she listens to audioboo, and I've already called her anyway. And Amelia sang to her happy birthday twice, so I think mum's quite happy now. And in case you're wondering, yes, my mum's heard all the April Fool's jokes before. I think in her youth it was more sort of, you've got a ladder in your tights, that sort of thing. Even though I did manage to get her once when I pretended that I'd forgotten my maths book that day, and that the teacher put a black mark on my record, as they would do if you forgot a book, and then she totally fell for that one. And then when I said après la fro, she didn't find it particularly funny, and I haven't tried since. Anyway, I don't really want to go on for too long because my typical annual, what do I call it, spring cold has got me. That's the one that I get when the weather gets slightly warmer and I stop wearing scarves, and lo and behold, I get a sore throat. So I'm feeling pretty grotty today. And while listening to Simon, sounds like he could do with an early night, and I think I'll join him, but with a bottle of Night Nurse, and see how that goes, because obviously we want to be fit for the weekend. I hate being ill on the weekend. Mind you, it makes it easier for Simon, he can still go and work during the week. Speaking of which, I believe he's on his way home now, so that's good. So that's only a, what, 10-hour day? And yes, darling, if you're listening, the reason why the chicken didn't taste like it hadn't been marinated is because it had been marinated. Only that it had only been marinated for the minimum time rather than a lot longer, which I usually tend to do. And then very quick response before I go. Simon was saying about mums needing a validation of the whole child rearing process. I suppose, yes, that's one point that eluded me. If you stay at home and you do nothing else but parenting, and you don't really get any other achievement, then yeah, you need to know that at least you're doing well, and your children are the result. Yeah, sorry if that was a bit serious yesterday. I didn't mean to, but I don't know, it just came out that way. And the other thing about what James said about Andy's predicament, I suppose, yes, it just reminded me again that the one thing we don't know is what Jack thinks about the whole thing. And from what he always says, that the woman buys the house and the man pays for it. And I suppose that's true, because the women are the nesters. They go around and they know what they want. The only thing is that, like Paul Harvey said, you don't ever get the perfect house, so you just have to start weighing up. I mean, at least that's what I did. Lists again. Just sort of weighing up, what do I want, and then what do I definitely want, and what are sort of second things that would be nice to have but I don't necessarily want, or need rather. And then go for that, and then you find a house you like and you think, okay, and you still have to compromise. I suppose that's how it is in life. And then I'll try to close on the positive note today, which is I cannot believe it, but my seeds are coming out. I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of the sunflowers. I can see the little heads coming out. And I think also 2 or 3 of the geraniums. And I'm quite surprised, because I'm sure it said on the packet that it would take about 3 to 4 weeks before they would come out. So I'm quite surprised, but they must like it on my windowsills. Anyway, so that's my positive note for today. We'll see how they grow. I suppose now that Amelia can see something, she might actually want to look after them. Maybe I'll put one on her windowsill, see how it grows there. Right, okay, I shall sign off now and do something very little energetic for the rest of the afternoon, and then get dinner on, and early bed tonight, I think. Okay, hope you're all well. Bye-bye.